it only this morning. It is from the Provincial Secretary of Nehau in the Western Cape, Eric Kweleka. Now that the letter is addressed to Anele, to myself through Anele. It says that this communication bears reference to the above mentioned matter. Please be advised that the National Union is convening its first and very important National Executive Committee meeting tomorrow from the 30th to the 31st of October. As a result, we will not be able to attend the Portfolio Committee session. Please note that the National Office Bearers, together with the Minister, have engaged on matters related to NSFAS, resulting to all those employees who have been suspended reporting back to work tomorrow, and further agreed on the process to resolve the outstanding issues. Guided by this process outlined in point number 3 above, we will then determine when we revert back to the Portfolio Committee. We hope that the Portfolio Committee will understand processes arising between the employer and employees at labor peace. So this is the that we received from Nehau. Basically, Nehau is indicating to us that they are not able to attend today's meeting. I don't know what is the actual reason, whether the actual reason is the meeting of the NEC from the 30th to the 31st, or is it because of the engagement that the National Office Bearers of the Union are having with the Minister regarding NSFAS. But nevertheless, that is the apology, honorable members, that we received from Nehau. We have been in communication with Nehau, the provincial secretary. After we received the response from NSFAS, we forwarded to them so that they can then reply and prepare their presentation. They have prepared their presentation. They have sent it to us. We are in receipt of their presentation. But now, unfortunately, they are not able to come. And I am of the view, honorable members, that we should not proceed with this meeting in the absence of Nehau. Because it is Nehau that brought this matter to our attention. And now it's not very clear what is happening currently, whether there are engagements, and what is the purpose of those engagements. Is it only about issues regarding to bargaining and issues regarding to employee relationship, or is it regarding all the matters? Because some of the matters that have been brought our attention got nothing to do with employer-employee relationship. It is about the management and administration of the entity, NSFAS. So my proposal, honorable, is that let's postpone today's session. Regrettably so, but I don't see us continuing without a very critical stakeholder that has raised these matters to our attention. I don't see how we proceed without them. But I don't think that, we will have to find out from Nehau whether Nehau is still interested in participating in this process. And if it is still interested, we will invite them to the next meeting. If there are other issues that we are not aware of, It then means that the portfolio committee will have to proceed without the House, because proceed and seek to get responses from NSFAS, and then on the basis of our interaction only with NSFAS, we will then determine a way forward. But for today, I don't see us proceeding. Unfortunately, this is a last minute pulling out. It reminds me of another session that we had previously when Howe came to the portfolio committee, raised issues with us around the management, administration, and governance at TUT. Very serious allegations. We then scheduled a session where they were supposed to be presented. Just in the morning, we got information that the Nihau is pulling out. So almost like a similar situation is repeating itself with this one. But however, Nihau was here in the past. They did come and present. As far as we are aware, the issues that they brought to our attention remains the issues that the portfolio committee is dealing with. So that's how we will proceed if indeed at some point Nihau decides to pull out. I must say I'm extremely disappointed, honorable members, about this development. but there's nothing that I can do. We just have to see how we move forward. There is a presentation from NSFAS, which we have received some time ago. NSFAS is here to present its own presentation. I saw Dr. Carol Essen on the platform. And there is another presentation from Nihau. So unfortunately, Nihau, we can't speak to the presentation without Nihau being present. So that is the situation, honorable members. I'm just going to get comments from the members. Well, of course, there is another matter that I want to raise after we've dealt with this one. I saw a letter from a senior official of NSFAS. I did circulate it to the administrator yesterday. I want to address that matter after we've dealt with this one, because I was not happy with how it appeared that that senior administrator of NSFAS, Bongile Mncwabe, I think she's the chief corporate officer, something like that, to two of the members of Nihau, saying that they must report for duty today, meaning that they should not attend this meeting. I'm very unhappy about that situation, because it does appear that somebody is trying to manipulate attendance. When we invite anybody to the portfolio committee, we don't want a situation where those people then get threatened by their employers that they must report for duty, when the employer is aware that those are supposed to be part of the delegation to come and see us. I don't know why Mrs. Mncwabe acted in the manner that she did, even those letters. But it's a matter that I think we must come back and deal with it, because it should not be like that. Nobody must interfere with the work of the committee. If you threaten members that your own staff, or if they're supposed to come here, you say they must report for work, meaning that if they don't report for work, it's up school. So you are directly interfering with the work of this committee. And I don't know why anybody wants to do that. But members, let's deal with this apology, and then let me hear the views of the members so that we can then proceed and determine a way forward. I see Honorable Modada has been wanting to speak. Maybe let me start with you. Is your hand up or?
No, my hand is up, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Chair. Good morning, Chair, and good morning to everyone on the platform. Chair, first and foremost, it's the pullout from the House is actually quite special for me. Especially if I'm listening to the portion of the correspondence that you're quoting, that they've engaged with the minister, employer, employee, what. And I mean, and I feel like it's a nonsensical reason for them not to pitch to this meeting. And, I mean, for me, it's not just disappointing. I feel like it's fishy. Disappointing is an understatement, Chair. So I wanted to express that first and foremost, that this gives us more reason, in fact, to look at the issues that are already before us as a portfolio committee that have been raised by NAHAO and NSPAS is responding to. So I would like us to please, Chair, investigate what is happening with this correspondence between the minister and NAHAO. Secondly, I believe that we should continue with the meeting because we've got all the information that we need at our disposal for us to make a decision as to what do we do as a portfolio committee moving forward. And I would really, really urge us to do that, Chair, and look at it intrinsically because it's quite fishy that they would pull out last minute. I mean, it doesn't make sense to me at all. But it gives us more reason to probe the issues that have been put forward to us, especially that some of the issues are involving the minister. Thank you so much, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Nodada. I don't know whether the connectivity issues is on my side or it's on your side because I missed some of the points that you're making. But I picked up the point where you are saying that we must investigate. Something is definitely fishy with this correspondence. We have to proceed with the issues that's raised with us. Now, I did not pick up whether you say you agree with my proposal that for today we postpone and then we'll come back and continue to do the issue.
Look, Chair, I'll leave that.
I missed you there, Honorable Nodal. I don't know whether it's my network here
I think it's mine, Chair. Can I switch off my video to try and see?
Yeah. Chair,
sure. Actually, your Chair, you keep breaking. Not that that was clear. I'm sorry to interject.
Fine. All right, I'll work on it now, but just repeat that part, Honorable Nodal.
Okay, Chair. Basically, what I was saying is that, I mean, we'll make a decision as a committee, but I think for me, we must dispense with the issues. Whether we dispense with them today, because we've got full information at our disposal, we've got all the presentations, NSFAS is here, and basically, this was, by the way, a follow-up in any case of issues that Nihal had wanted to present to us. But the issues are before us. We've got the information that we need, and I think if we require them, we'll subpoena them to come and speak on the issues on the presentation. Because what we won't do, Chair, is leave this issue hanging. And because they're saying they've resolved the issues of the minister, we'll leave it hanging. We'll subpoena them to come and present what they're presenting to us. But I think let's dispose of the issues that we have in front of us because we've got the information. It could be today, Chair, on another day that you said, but I think we do have the information to continue today. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. Thank you very much, Honorable Lord. Some other day. So we don't have a fundamental objection to my proposal that let's postpone but still deal with the issues. Can I get other members? Oh, there's a list of members here. Honorable Letsie, followed by Honorable Boshoff and Honorable Ngobo, Honorable Tembekwayo, and Honorable Sibiya will be the last.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Good morning to honorable members. Morning to the staff of our committee, researchers, content advisors, the committee secretaries, the department, if they are represented, or they are, I see they are here. NSFAS, everybody from NSFAS as well. And of course, our PMG, Siabonga from PMG, who does the sterling work, by the way. Chair, I think let me also start by saying it's extremely unacceptable and very problematic that there is a continued effort to undermine the work of the portfolio committee. I strongly believe that this withdrawal, last minute withdrawal from Nyahao is a result of some people wanting to undermine the work of this portfolio committee. And I think I must make it clear that we'll continue to hold the department, its entities, and all institutions that fall within the portfolio committee accountable to the people of this country. All these people are accountable to Parliament. Chairperson, I think what is more worrying is that we still have a number of students in the country who do not have funding as we speak. Serious allegations have been made here. I mean, when we go to a committee, chair, we prepare. You see, this is file one of what we printed after being, and this is file two after they were sent to us. We stayed up almost all night preparing because we know we're accountable to the people of this country who voted for us to represent their views, and we have a responsibility to try by all means to do so. I was going to propose that we continue, Chairperson. We have received a big file from Nehao with annexures. This is a follow-up meeting. In my view, we really, you know, did not necessarily need them in the meeting because we met 3 weeks ago. We asked people to bring proof of what they alleged, and they have done so. So in my view, we don't really need Nehao in the meeting for us to continue. So I'm proposing that we continue, Chairperson. Of course, members of the committee will have a final say, but I'm proposing that we continue. I'm doing so, Chairperson, because there are serious allegations being raised here, and with our parliament program, I don't know where we're going to get another day soon enough to try and get to the bottom of this thing. In 3 weeks back, in the previous meeting, I had suggested, Chairperson, that, of course, the committee did not agree. They said, let's wait for the follow-up meeting. But I had proposed that we do two things. We do an independent forensic investigation on these allegations on terms of reference that should be determined by ourselves. And if possible, the company that will be appointed be recommended by us. Secondly, I said, or alternatively, let's have an inquiry into these allegations that are raised here. And ask postponing today, Chairperson. I'm worried if we'll have time to look at these issues before we rise as Parliament. And this thing is a potential of causing a serious problem for 2021 academic year. I want to agree with Honourable Nota that we subpoena all these people who send us these letters from Neham. We subpoena them to appear here before this committee, because people can't come to Parliament. We structure our program based on what they alleged. And when we are supposed to finish or to get to what we call the bottom of this thing, they send us a one-pager, because if what we are reading is the whole letter, it's a one-pager that suggests that the minister met with Nehau they are resolving issues of employer-employee relations. But they did not only raise the issue of their employment. What they called the hand of God, serious allegations against the administrator. And I don't think it's also fair on him that he would then have to continue with this cloud hanging over his head. I think we therefore have a responsibility, Chairperson, to get to the bottom of this. Lastly, on what you are speaking about last year, the letters, I think we must reprimand NSFAS, because if it's indeed true that they sent letters to those employees informing them that today is the first day at work, when they know very well that these are the same people whom were requested to be here in the portfolio committee, it means there was a deliberate attempt from NSFAS to try and get this comrades not to come to the portfolio committee, and that is unacceptable. That smells of a very bad running of in a gangster state of some sort. And I think we really have a responsibility to send a message to NSFAS to surrender that must never be repeated again. Because it then suggests that, if it's true, then suggests that people are using state resources meant to deliver services to our people, to settle scores, to entrench themselves, to deal with people, which is the core of complaints that came from this comrade. So it can be, Chairperson, that will not keep quiet. We'll keep quiet and not say anything. So I'm supporting that we continue, Chairperson. I'm supporting that in future, if we don't finish today, we then subpoena this comrade of Nehau to appear here. Because Parliament is not a place where people come, make allegations and then disappear, citing that they are resolving issues here and there are serious allegations that are mentioned here. Chairperson, thank you very much. I will address other issues I will raise other issues there based on affidavits that we saw. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Lizia. Honorable Bosho.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and fellow members. be a little bit less elaborate than the Honorable Chair, but I want to add my voice to his. It seems to me that somebody is trying to sabotage the work that we have to do today. I don't think I have the information or maybe the insight to know exactly who, but I don't think we should fall prey to that. I think we should proceed with the work. It is, as was said by both the previous speakers, that we had received the presentations from NAHU and from NSFAS, and I really believe we should proceed. I'm going to stop it there. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Honorable Ngobo, before Honorable Ngobo comes, I think as we proceed, members, let's just answer the question, who is going to speak to the presentation as made by NAHU? With all the, I've seen the files that they've submitted as Honorable Lithia is having. Very, very serious issues there, supporting documentation and evidence and so forth. So if we proceed today without those who submitted that information to come and talk to that information, whether are we going to achieve what we want to achieve? There is a proposal about subpoenaing those who have submitted the information, which will then means that even if NAHU comes or doesn't come, we will still proceed to receive submissions on the basis of whatever that has been sent to us as information. But I'm saying members must just factor that as we continue the deliberations. I want this meeting to proceed today. I am extremely disappointed that NAHU is not. NAHU is doing this to us for the second time, actually. For the second time, they did this with TUT, and now again they're doing this to us. But yeah, let me take Honorable Ngobo, Mamsbi, and Honorable Mananiso about what we need to do. I think all of us were agreeing that we have to proceed, but the question is whether do we do it today or we do it some other time. I think we must create space sometime next week to have this thing. We cannot rise as Parliament this term without dealing with the issues that have been brought to our attention. That one we're not going to do, but it's all a question of whether do we do it now or later on. Honorable Ngobo.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson and honorable members of the Portfolio Committee our stakeholders are there. Honorable Chairperson, I honestly have a very big suspicion here that there is a lot happening on the ground. Maybe may I start, therefore, by saying, well, I was raising my hand to support the chair that we postpone the meeting. Reasons, one big reason, I've got two. One big reason is that exactly the one that the chairperson is asking now. Who is going to be talking to the document? Nothing is as important as to have the presenter present in a meeting so that as we interrogate what is being presented, then we get the opportunity for engagement, further clarity on the issues that will be presented on the document itself. Chairperson, I start by saying I suspect that there is something very big happening underground. One reason is the one you have just cited, Honorable Chairperson, some members being discouraged. I'm just using that word because it's the one that comes to my mind first. But preventing members from coming to the meeting, I don't take that lightly, Jefferson. I don't take that lightly because it could be for the same reason that Nehau is not here. Hence my saying, there could be a lot happening underground. We don't know what discussions people are having outside there. There might be a stakeholder or one person maybe actually trying to sabotage this whole thing for some reasons. And Chairperson, I suspect very much that we still have outstanding universities. I still suspect that the same thing is going to happen because there is a lot that I read to this. When the time comes for the other people to come and make their presentations to us, as we are expecting them to do so, similar things are going to happen. There could be backyard deals that are now maybe beginning to happen. The culprits may be very surprising to find, should we be able to unravel them. Everybody could be shocked who the culprits are. I'm very suspicious that the culprits are not just the minor stakeholders here. Chairperson, I am suggesting very strongly that, yes, let us subpoena Nehau, and I agree it's not for the first time. And again, that is suspicious. But let's subpoena Nehau, but we have to take very seriously the issue of a letter preventing members not to come and present themselves here. Actually, that person would also need to be subpoenaed to come and explain herself to us. That's my input, Chairperson.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Bia.
Thank you, Chairperson. Morning to everyone. We are being misled now. We can't discuss issues in the absence of Nehau. And please, Chairperson, tell them that we are not puppets.
Mom Sibia, is it just me or am I missing you?
Missing, Chairperson.
Okay, I thought it's my connectivity this side. Mom Sibia, okay, let's go to Honorable Manani, so we'll come back to Mom Sibia.
Thank you, Chairperson. Please allow me to switch off my video. I'm not well. However, one must say that I'm covered by Babu Ngobo, must be here, and yourself, that we must postpone the meeting. One of the reasons why I strongly believe we must postpone it is by the fact that as the portfolio committee, we've been consistent on issues of making sure that there's strong stakeholder relations. And when we deal with issues, we've been dealing with issues with people on the in our platforms and so on. So for me, we won't be doing justice to this issue if we're going to be interrogating or dealing with issues without the complainant being here. So I think on that one, I'm covered. Again, Chairperson, Honorable DCS actually indicated something that is serious that we cannot avoid, that seemingly the way issues are being done, it's as if we are dealing with gangsters here, we are dealing with mafias. It's by the fact that this, what is being projected, that some of the things are being done under the table, and as portfolio committees, we are brought in when issues are not going well on the side of those gangsters who are working together. So it is not right that people come here and want to bring us on their issues. Nehao must know that we are very disappointed by the fact that seemingly what they are doing now, for me, is a projection of people who have self-interest rather than the interest of the workers. So they are exposed, actually. And I like the fact that you referred to issues of what happened at TUT. First thing, when you were reading their letter, it just took me back to that meeting of TUT. So it can be correct that those that are supposed to be doing their work in terms of ensuring that other people are satisfied in terms of service delivery, they are not doing their part, and then they just do as they wish because of whatever that is being done on the background, going backstage. So, Chairperson, I fully agree. Issues that Notata and Teboho have raised is serious issues that we want to know about what's happening, about pending funding for students and so on. However, we cannot deal with issues when other people are not here as key stakeholders. The other thing, Chairperson, I believe we as the portfolio committee, we've been very strong on how we would want to see stakeholders working together so that students, they don't suffer based on other people's interests. So if we're going to allow this, it's going to set precedence for other stakeholders to be sending us letters to say, we won't be coming here, what, on the last minute. So I don't think we'll be doing justice if we continue, even though we have responses with ourselves from the NSFAS and so on that we would want to interrogate. So, Chairperson, please find time to reschedule this particular meeting urgently so that we are able to deal with issues that we are supposed to be dealing with. I mean, for instance, as you have asked us, who's going to be dealing with the presentation of Nehao? Because of Nehao, that's where our base, actually it is the it's our ground on why did we have this particular meeting. So it won't be right that we continue. I submit you.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Mananiso. Dr. Tembekwa, you will be the last.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I would also request to switch off the video because my unstable connection, if you allow me to. But at the same time, I just want to say I support the views that have been echoed by my fellow honorable members in this committee to say, yes, we can continue, but at the same time, we don't accept the house excuse, really. I mean, this is an example that shows to us that there's a stream of horror terror that is being done between the NSFAS and Nehao and the minister himself, you know, who decides to have a meeting with Nehao today when we need them the most. And to say to the lady who is circulating letters threatening or saying the employers, whoever is employed, must come to work is unacceptable, and she must come and account for such a thing. I mean, it's not about them. It's about the poor students in South Africa who need the funding to continue with their studies. Meetings can be postponed, but their study period, the year 2021, can never be postponed or suspended. Learning and everything and teaching goes on. So I am in agreement with Honorable Litsie and the others, and the chairperson also. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I see Honorable Litsie hand is up. You want to come back again, Honorable Litsie?
Yes, Chair. I have just received a message from Honorable Mukash. She says her network is poor and she keeps getting kicked out. Her views are that, Comrade Chair, she agrees that we must subpoena Nehawu. The meeting should be next week. And she proposes that we don't continue without Nehawu presenting. So she's proposing that we meet next week as early as possible, preferably next week, with Sabrina Nehawu to appear before us together with NSFAS, because issues that are raised there are extremely important. And she says students don't have funding. There are serious allegations that have not been addressed, and those matters need to be resolved. It is unacceptable that people rush their PC to provide platform for them to raise their issues, and when that platform is provided, they don't take it serious. So in a nutshell, lashing out at Nehawu on this one, but also providing, I think, supporting your view, Honorable Mananiso, Honorable Spee, and I think Nobo, we are saying let's postpone, and but the meeting should be, she's proposing that it should be next week, as early as possible, and those comrades must be subpoenaed. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Members, for your input. I think it's for the second time now that we are supposed to proceed with the business of the committee and we are not able to. The issue around the last time, I think we did resolve it ultimately. And I think we must also resolve this one. Now, I think members are saying that we must not proceed. Basically accepting my proposal that we should not proceed today, because you see, if we proceed today, there's nobody who's going to speak to the other presentations that is here, and we might miss out on that. We have read the documents, but somebody needs to speak to the documents. We ask them questions, they respond to the questions. So for that reason, we should proceed regrettably. And I think members are saying that we must send a strong message to Nehawu, because you see, the credibility of Nehawu is on the line. Yeah. The credibility of the union that represents the workers. And I think that Nehawu is the biggest affiliate of COSAG. Its credibility is on the line on this matter. They bring issues to us, and we deal with the issues, and in the middle of the process, then there's something happening that we don't understand exactly what it is. And I think we must remind Nehawu that Nehawu has been raising issues at NSFAS. We have not been giving them the kind of attention that we are giving until they made a strong submission to us. So we are only dealing now. We could have invited them before, but we felt that, you know, the issues that they are raising are not that serious. But they came to us to demonstrate that these issues are serious. They deserve our attention. And now we are giving them that attention, and they are running away. I mean, these issues have got, well, some of them The suspension of the employees have got something to do with employer-employee relations. But the bulk, the majority of the issues they are raising have got nothing to do with the flimsy reasons that they are giving us. So we need to send a strong message to them to say they must not undermine the portfolio committee. They must not undermine Parliament. When they bring matters to us, they must follow up on these matters, and ourselves and them and NSFAS, we must resolve all these issues that have been brought to our attention. We cannot be used as a bargaining chip, which seems to be the issue here, that deals have been made behind our back using us. Because when you bring issues to the portfolio committee, you must allow the portfolio committee to deal with the issues. If you have got a proposal, a joint proposal by both NEHAU and the NSFAS, let it be brought to our attention in a very transparent way and say, this is how we are proposing that this matter be dealt with. We have met, we have agreed on that. And then we take the process forward. But what seems to be happening here is something else, that the members don't understand. I also don't understand exactly what is happening. How would you bring such matters to the attention of us, and when we are dealing with them, then you come and raise, I don't even know whether it's the NEC or is it the fact that the engagements are taking place. I mean, as a matter of principle, there's nothing wrong with engagement. It's something that we ourselves will encourage, that please, there must be more engagement by all the stakeholders, including the minister, including the administrator, and the management of NSFAS. That we will bless. But when matters have been brought to us, we will not allow any backroom dealings to happen. If there are engagements, let's understand the nature of those engagements, the intentions, and how does those engagements impact on the work that we are doing, on the issues that have been brought to our attention, so that everything else becomes more transparent. It doesn't appear how it is beginning to appear now, that the whole thing is becoming shady. So... That's all the message we are doing. They must never do to us what they did with TUT. Because we are not going to take them serious anymore. And it's going to impact on their credibility. That you come to Parliament, raise serious issues, and you utilize Parliament as your bargaining chip. You go back and bargain to say, well, if you don't give us this thing, we'll proceed with the issues we have raised in Parliament. It does not work like that. It cannot work like that. So I think that's how we should express our very strong view about NEHAU, and I think we will communicate to them about the attitude of the committee towards what they are doing now. With regard to the way forward, I think it's a unanimous view of the members that we must proceed with looking into these matters. We have to find a date wherein we will invite again NSFAS, invite NEHAU, and invite those who came before us represented by NEHAU. So we will do that. There is a proposal about issuing subpoenas. We will take advice on that, but it is the view of the committee that those members who made the affidavits, those members who made the submission, must be invited to come. And if there is an indication that they will not be able to come, definitely we will have to make them to come to Parliament. We have got this instrument that we can use. We don't always start with it as a first option, but it's an option that is there for us to exercise. And so we will then engage with the leadership of Parliament to express this view that Nehao has brought matters to our attention and they seem no longer like willing to proceed. What then is the way forward? So that we get proper advice whether we are able to subpoena the union or we can subpoena the members who brought the issues to us. Because if we issue subpoena to the union, we don't want to engage in an unnecessary confrontation with the union, whether pulling them here or not. If they decide not to proceed with the matter, we will proceed as a portfolio committee. And we will invite those who came before us, employed by the NSFAS, to come and present those issues to us, including the affidavits that have been made. So we will issue then a direct invitation to those who came to us and raised the issues that they raised under the banner of Nehao. And of course, if they don't want to cooperate with us, we will then have to subpoena them because they can't make oversight work. They can't make a mockery of an oversight work. Once you bring issues, you proceed with them. You can't when you feel like you no longer want to continue with the issues, you just drop them. So I think that is how we resolve on the matter. We will then have to work on the list of all those members, all those employees, and issue letters directly to them, and then also invite Nehao to come. If Nehao doesn't want to come, those ones will have to come. If they don't, we will then subpoena them. We must get an indication from them whether they are willing to come or not. If they are not willing, we will definitely issue subpoenas to those employees who came to us because they can't come and want to abuse this platform. And when with regard, so that's how we resolve this matter going forward, honorable members. With regard to the issue of the letters by Mrs. Mwabe, I did raise it with the administrator of NSFAS. And he said that that was not the intention. They don't want to obstruct the work of Parliament by stopping their employees from coming to us when invited. He in fact said he wants them to come. But that letter must be withdrawn because it creates it muddies the water. Here we are busy with an oversight work over the work that is done, and then the executive go and then engage in intimidatory tactics against the workers. It is not acceptable. It must not be acceptable. The committee says the person who did this must give a written explanation to us and give us that apology because we need that apology. Because where we are sitting, we think that this is interfering with the work of Parliament by wanting to intimidate those who are supposed to come to Parliament. So we would expect that written explanation and an apology from the relevant executive. The administrator is here together with your team. I think you deserve our apology, Dr. Carolison, for us not proceeding with the work today. Because you are here, you have been invited, you prepared the presentation, you presented it to us, but we are not able to proceed. I think you have been on the platform, you have been listening to the members. The reason why we are not proceeding is because Nehao has decided to pull out at the last minute for reasons that have been brought here, which members have dealt with. And I think you have listened to the way forward as we suggested. And I'm sure that you will also be available on the date that will be determined by this committee to come and deal with the issues that have been brought to our attention. So we are not able to proceed. Our apology to yourself and your delegation and all on the platform. We will then look at our program and decide on the date. The next week has been suggested. We'll look at it and see whether are we able to shift some of things on our program, because next week we are supposed to be start dealing with the annual reports. So I've been in contact with the Auditor General. They've informed me that they've finalized the audits of the departments and a number of entities. There are other entities that they have not finalized with them, including NSFAS. So NSFAS audit has not been finalized, so we are not going to deal with the annual report of NSFAS probably this year. So we'll deal with it next year, because I don't see them finalizing now and concluding the matter before we arrive in December. So next week has been set aside for the BRRR and the annual reports. So we'll see what we can move around to accommodate this request by the members, and what is going to be happening next week, Friday. Probably we might look at that, but we will confirm with the members as we move along. I don't know whether there's anything else that's outstanding. Otherwise, we must just thank all of you members. We are unable to proceed for those reasons. Dr. Carolison, do you have anything to say?
Before Chair, we also have minutes, ne?
Oh, there are minutes. Okay. All right, let's hear Dr. Carolison, and then we will then get to the minutes. Prof?
Okay. Can you hear me now, Chair?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, it seems like we all have connectivity challenges. So we were really looking forward to this session because there are a number of issues that we wanted to give transparency on. As I've indicated to you, we would have loved to have taken the committee through the entire laptop tender process, because we have now completed the second tender and we are now in a position to disclose anything that needs to be disclosed. But be that as it may, we will go along with your ruling. I just want to assure the committee that I take the work and the oversight and the authority of this committee very, very serious, and I think our record demonstrates that. And certainly I will not allow anybody to prevent anybody from coming to present to this committee. we will provide the exact letter that Ms. Ngabe wrote to Mr. Mamabola, and then the an explanatory note, because when I asked about this, the intention was never to prevent that person from coming to Parliament. And in fact, the letter does not say that. The letter says must report for duty, as was communicated to him on an earlier occasion. That, to my mind, did not mean that he must not come to Parliament, but let's accept that there had been a misunderstanding, and we'll make absolutely sure that we don't provide any room for that type of misunderstanding. So I can only apologize for that, but I want to assure the committee that we do take you very, very serious as you represent the people of South Africa. Thank you.
Okay, that's that. We will then get that communication from yourself. The recipients of that letter develop that impression that if they don't come, they will be charged with absconding, as it has happened in the past. And I don't know why the letter was to the date of coming to work had to coincide with the date that this portfolio committee wanted those employees to come. But we will then be awaiting an explanation and an apology, because we think that this is interfering with our work now. So we will be awaiting that explanation. But I hear what you say, but thank you very much for coming. We will advise you on the date that we will be meeting again. Can we move to the minutes, Anele?
Thank you, Chair. We have 3 sets of minutes. It's the 20th, 21st, and the 23rd of October.
Okay. You said the 20th and the 21st and the
23rd.
And the 23rd. Okay. All right, just briefly explain. The 20th is the meeting. I'm trying to go to the minutes now. Just talk to the minutes, Anele. The 20th was which meeting?
Thank you, Chair. Okay, I'm just saying. DCCTA in Malusi on certification backlog.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've got that. Members, any comment on the minutes? No comment. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? We don't have a mover.
Chairperson?
Honorable Mananiso?
I move for the adoption of the minutes.
Honorable Mananiso moves. Honorable Sivia?
I'm seconding the minutes.
Welcome. Thank you very much. Any objection? None. In the absence of any objection, the minutes are therefore agreed to. Can we move to the second set of minutes? Anele? The minutes of 21st?
Yes, sir. So the meeting with the CCTO and the department on the review of the curriculum.
Okay. The meeting was chaired by Honorable Mkatra, but I was in attendance. For a while, I could not finish the meeting. Can I get a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
Chairperson?
Honorable Nwabo?
I hereby do.
Thank you very much. Honorable Nwabo moves for the adoption of the minutes. Any seconder? Mamsbia, is your hand up?
Yes, I'm seconding the adoption of the minutes.
Okay, thank you, Mamsbia. The last set of minutes of the 23rd.
Yeah, serving the 2020 academic year.
Yeah, it was a meeting with the minister last Friday. Last Friday. On saving the 2020 academic year. Any mover?
I've got a comment, Chair.
Okay, Honorable, is there a comment?
On the presentation by TVET, I don't see us having included the part where Ms. Aruna indicated that for 2020 academic year, the TVET sector does not need laptops. I think that is important, Chairperson, it was not captured.
Okay. All right. Anele, that's a very important information that we got from from the department. Please make sure that that is captured. Any other comment?
Yes, Chair, Honorable Lixia again, on the resolutions, NSFAS, I think bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, NSFAS submit a detailed report in respect of the 5,000 students that were defunded. Chairperson, we have not included time frame there. I did get cut off towards the end, but when I checked on YouTube, I thought we might have given them a time frame. Also, the breakdown, I did have to submit a breakdown of how many students received laptops. If you remember, I think the point was made by myself. I said the department also in a table format, they must give us institution by institution. If it's a child advance, the point that I was making was per institution, they must give us who needed laptops and who got them out of the entire university space of 68% that USAF and the department said they have received laptops. Give us a clear indication of how many, according to their stats, needed laptops and how many got them. I was making a point that those who are closing the academic year this year in November and December because of the principles of no student will be left behind. I see there's no also a time frame there. Can you please assist with that? Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay.
For the discussion, made a point that maybe to expedite the process quickly of giving student laptops, at least in discussions, if it was not on resolution, at least it should be noted in discussions that we proposed that the process of expediting laptops be given to institution if it indeed they have given 68% of students, whereas at NSFAS, not even one laptop was procured. Thank you very much. At least if it's not on resolution, it should appear on the discussions because it was part of the discussion.
Okay. It was part of the discussion. It was in the summary. I think when we summarized, we also raised the same issue. Whether is it still desirable for NSFAS to continue, given the fact that 6 months late, the TVET students are no longer going to be supplied with laptops for this academic year. Therefore, there's no saving of the academic year in as far as the NSFAS students and the laptops are concerned. And there's only 32%. So it was part of the summary, Chair. Sorry, Honorable Lizier. So it must just be captured, Anele. The issue about time frames, I think we'll have to look at our records and check what was proposed. I can't remember what was proposed, but there was a proposal around time frames. So we will look at the records and make sure that what was proposed we then included in the minutes of the meeting. Any other comment? None. Can we get a mover for the adoption of the minutes?
With the changes, Chairperson, I'm moving for the adoption.
Okay, thank you very much, Honorable Lucie. Seconder?
Chair?
Honorable Naniso?
I second the move of the adoption of the minutes with an amendment. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. The minutes have been agreed to of the meeting of the 23rd. So that brings us to the end, and I think maybe before the administrator raised an important issue which was discussed in the which is contained in the minutes about the fact that NSFAS has now finalized the process and NSFAS is ready to brief us on the final process concluded and disclose whatever information that the NSFAS wants to disclose. I think it's going to be an important briefing, that one, given what we discussed and what we suggested to be the way forward in respect of that procurement process. And so I think we will then communicate with NSFAS so that briefing probably can be part B of our engagement, so that we don't mix it with the rest of the issues raised by Nihau. I know that in the submission of Nihau, there's also issues raised around this process. So maybe those ones, we will then have to separate them and then make them to be part B, so that we then are able to separate the issues, so that we don't lump everything together. We then separate, get part B of the presentation. These matters that we, the letter that we have written to NSFAS requesting some further information about this and that. And so if that briefing is ready, then I think we can sort of take everything as a package. I see Honorable Lizia wants to make a submission, and I see Dr. Carolison's hands there. We'll come back to you, Dr. Carolison. Let's hear what Honorable Lizia has to raise in respect of the minutes.
Sorry, Chair, it's outside of the minutes. I just wanted to make a point that to the Parliament Broadcast and Parliament Communication Unit, that even though there may have been an influx of meetings that are covered at the same time, but I felt it's important that our meetings are recorded every time I see, that after the meeting, they then broadcast or upload the meetings on YouTube. The meeting in question that I want to make submission on is about the meeting that we had on Wednesday, to avoid us having 3,000 calls a day from students who are from those institutions where Parliament communication is not uploaded. I think the meetings are recorded. They should just upload them on YouTube so that students can then go and follow the discussions of the meeting instead of asking us, you know, so some are even calling at 2 a.m. I think if the meetings are recorded, they can just take the recording and upload it on YouTube as they normally do. But on Wednesday one, they've not done so, and it, you know, it creates a difficult working environment for us, you know, to try and answer 3,000 calls. Thank you very much, Chair.
Okay. We'll follow that proposal with the communications team of Parliament. Dr. Carolison.
Thank you, Chair. I will seek your advice on this. I suspect that the briefing on the laptop tender process is going to be quite lengthy, and I know that people always are challenged for that's number one. And number two, I think it's also important that we invite some of the stakeholders that are going to benefit or not benefit from this laptop provision be allowed to give their views. As we speak, we have Mr. Sanelli Sloto, which is the chair of the South African Principals Organization. We have him in the meeting, and I think that the portfolio will benefit from his input as well as that from USAF. So So I'm just mentioning this to perhaps illustrate that we might need a bit more time for this type of briefing, because we plan to go into quite extensive detail to make sure that this process transparency is established, and if it proceeds, then it proceeds for the nation. This is integrity and confidence from the public.
Okay. All right. It's fine. I think we will schedule. We'll make sure that I think that briefing is going to be quite a detailed one, as you say. So we'll see in terms of scheduling how then do we handle it, because it might require a lot of time. As you are asking, I think we'll look into that, Dr. Carolison, and see how we then schedule the briefing in view of the fact that it might be long. The stakeholders, they are more than welcome to come and listen to the engagement. If you would like to invite them, you're more than welcome to invite the stakeholders. But the engagement is going to be between the committee and NSFAS. So if other stakeholders come, they are more than welcome to join the meeting and listen to the discussion. And at some point, we may want to get their individual views, whether they are happy or they are not happy, including the students, of course, which is the main beneficiaries, or who are supposed to be the main and the key beneficiaries of the laptops, because the laptops are going to be given to the students. So if we think that we need to get their views, we'll do that. But for now, I think maybe let's limit it to the committee and to NSFAS. Okay. I think we're done. Thank you very much, all the members, for attending. This meeting stands adjourned.